What's going on, peeps? Welcome back to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
That's how y'all right. doing? How y'all doing? I am your host, Gabrielle, and joined by my husband,
Chad.
Yes. And you guys, we have a super exciting episode today. We have our second guest ever on the Let's Make Out podcast show. So let's go ahead and say hello to our friends, Angel and Marcus Tanksley. Hey!
What is good, family?
Hey,
how y'all doing?
We are so excited to guest too. You.
Huh?
Y'all were our second guest too.
Were we really?
Well, look at that.
Perfect. So we are super excited to have you guys on. I don't know if you guys watch us on our vlog, Gay Babe TV, shameless but not so shameless plug, then you'll know that I've been a huge fan of the Is This Going to Cause an Argument podcast. Like, I have been listening to you guys forever. And like, you guys were probably the first podcast that I listened to where it was like a husband and wife, and I was like, oh my god, babe, we should totally do this. I don't know if you knew that, but thank you for being the inspiration.
Thank you.
Tell the people about yourself.
Tell people a little bit about yourself.
Introduce yourself.
Okay, well, my name is Angel. I also go by That Chick Angel online, and this is my husband of almost 13 years.
Yeah, my name is Marcus Tanksley.
We host the podcast together. Yeah. Is this going to cause an argument?
I was like, I don't know where I was going with that. It's just
but you was going somewhere though.
Yeah, he was like, I'm gonna be confident like, in the pause that I'm about to give these folks.
Yeah.
he was like, look, I'm Marcus Tanksley, and
that's
all I got for you. I'm sorry.
But we've been doing stuff online. I was doing it by myself for a while. I started 11 years ago, and then he finally came on board after meeting Chad. And I was like, you see, there's a husband that's supporting his wife.
No, I remember that.
And I was like, okay, all right.
Marcus, you and I had a conversation. You was like, yeah, I just don't know, man. I'm just not sure. Like, she want me to, but I just don't know, man. And that's hilarious.
Yeah. Yes. No, yes. Yeah, that was the reason. I was like, all right, I can do this.
So he finally gave it a try. So we make content on my channel, That Chick Angel TV.
Cool. Well, awesome. We are super excited to have you guys. So something we like to do on the podcast is we like to start off every episode with a question of the day. But before we do that, why don't you cue the music, Shadi?
I'm ready.
You wasn't ready.
I put it on the phone, I'm quicker now.
A lot quicker now. I'm not happy about it, but I'll let you have that one. Yeah. Okay, so we are going to pick a question out of this book. It's 4,000 questions for getting to know anyone and everyone. So,
okay. And real quick before she does that, I'm going to do it. If you're watching, I want to give this shameless plug to this hat.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. Custom Gay Babe TV hats.
Yes. So,
y'all
want them. Let us know.
Yes.
Okay, so we have 297 pages. Why don't y'all pick a page number?
Okay, so you got 297.
113.
Okay.
I knew it was going to have a 13 in it.
But you know what's funny about that?
I feel like we just did this.
Last week, I picked page 113.
18.
8 miles think alike, man.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
So, okay, let's see. Tell me when to stop. Okay. Some of these questions is a little ridiculous.
Okay.
What picture would you like of something?
See, that don't make no sense, right?
No.
Okay, so I'm gonna go through
when she was 36.
Boy, get on somewhere.
He was ready though.
Man.
He was like, man. I got something. I've been waiting to get
I got that
up.
Book. No.
I cannot deal.
Man.
Okay, I'm gonna go up one and
that
I'm
might cause an argument.
I'm gonna
man.
Ask Angel.
Yeah.
because if you didn't know, Angel is an actress. So So this question I feel like is fitting for you.
Okay.
Which actor or actress deserves to play you in an A&E biography?
Ooh, who should play me?
Well, but okay, you've already thought of this stuff.
I know an actress too. I know an actress that needs to get back into film. I'll say Gabriel Flowers. Come on.
Yeah, she does.
You know
what's funny?
You know.
We actually have a film, a short film that her and I are the only two characters in it that we filmed.
Yeah.
And
it was actually pretty fun.
Yeah, so we're going to be trying to release that soon.
Babe got some skills over here. I was like, look at you.
I brought tears. I did tears on cue.
Okay.
I was like, I'm he still got the duffel bag just full of things you don't know about. He's just pulling them out.
Pulling them out.
Like, what else you got? Don't worry
about that. Who would you want to play you, Angel?
Let me think. I'm trying to think of somebody. I'm trying to think of somebody younger than me to play me, because everybody that I like so enjoy. You know what? Marseille Martin. If I had somebody to like, especially playing the younger version of me, I'm actually good friends with them and their family, but she reminds me of a better version of myself at her age.
I think she could do real good with that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Marcus, what about you? Who would you want to play you?
You asking the wrong question to the wrong person.
He don't know nobody's name. You'll be like that dude that played that one role in that one movie.
I'll say their name in that movie.
Let me see. I've been sitting there trying to think about it. I've been trying to think about it with the beard. I'm trying to think who, like, just.
You know what?
The dude, I don't know his name.
He's been in like two or three different shows that we've seen.
The light skinned dude.
Okay. I know who you're talking about.
Yes.
Do y'all watch Snowfall?
No, I've not.
My God.
I do.
You watch Snowfall?
Yeah, I love Snowfall.
Okay.
In the latest season, the guy that they just picked up to start moving their product. Him and
he's tall, lighter complected with a big.
Oh,
he actually came from Instagram.
I call his name Rufus. His name
he came
ain't Rufus.
From Instagram.
Like the.
Okay. I can see that.
Yeah, the dude. Because you know him and the other guy beef a lot. The dude with the afro.
I can see that.
I have no idea who that is.
Okay,
so
I can see that.
I'm gonna tell y'all his name here in one quick step. Not that it's gonna help most people. But because he was just recently in
another movie.
We
weren't expecting to see it. I was like, he actually did really good. Like, he's got some acting skills and everything. I don't know why I guess he's tall, light skinned, skinny.
Yeah, he's like, that's what it's like.
You know who else? Wait,
I'm trying to think. Who?
Hey, what is his name? I mean,
but who are you about to say?
Great actor. He's in.
I don't know if I trust.
No, I'm serious. This is gonna be straight. This is gonna be good. What is his name? I want to say his because like he was just in the movie with Issa Rae. Oh boy. Which,
the Indian dude.
Indian dude. The angel.
yeah.
The Indian dude.
I was like, you talking about?
Yes.
You talking about the photograph? I'm over here thinking about
the photograph.
What is his name?
Like, get him a longer beard. Get a longer beard.
Lakeith.
Get a longer beard.
I could see that. I could see Lakeith. I could definitely see Lakeith.
Okay. That's his name in the movie.
No, that's his real
name.
That's
his real name. He said, what's his name in the movie?
No, Lakeith.
It's not like that. Look, if I don't know his name in the movie, that's not his real name.
I can't find the other dude. But yes. I know who you're talking about. Yeah, Lakeith. I see that.
Okay.
So what about you,
guys? Is he good looking?
Is he good looking? Is that what you care about? Yeah. He's like, but does he look nice?
Baby, you're looking. But are you gonna be mad if she say yes though?
No.
Oh, okay.
I ain't worried about him.
Okay.
I ain't worried about nothing. See?
I ain't worried about nothing.
Let me see. Who do you think
would play?
Last
you?
Night we went to it on a date last night.
And a
waiter walked up.
Yeah. Yeah, Mark Wahlberg. Every time we're together,
it was
somebody comes up to Babe and tells him he reminds them of Donnie or Mark. Either one.
I don't see it.
I don't see it either, see but apparently everybody else does.
I was actually thinking that before y'all even said
that. Really?
That's hilarious. But you know, yeah, I see it. I mean,
not in a bad way. Like, I like Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see it either, but
I don't see it either, but as far as his movies are good, I mean, I like his movies. Yeah. So
he can play you well.
I'll take it.
I don't have anybody for me. I've been trying to figure out like who. I have no idea.
I'm thinking.
I don't know anybody younger than. Me.
I was going to say he's older, but Common, man.
I don't know anybody younger that could play you, but not you.
I know.
I'm saying I don't know about
you got Common wouldn't play her. Marcus, the Indian dude is playing you, okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
The Indian dude, yes. I think Gabrielle Dennis could play you.
Mm. You think so?
Yes, yeah, I do. Gabrielle Dennis played Whitney Houston in the Bobby Brown biopic.
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
He was on The Game as the baby mom on The Game. She's really funny.
She could be good, yeah.
And she's also a really
trying to place her. Let me pull her up. Yeah, are you trying to place her? Babe's trying to like, who is that?
Is this?
She's really pretty. And she definitely has like
her. You've recognized.
Oh, I recognized her from the Whitney Houston.
Yeah, you recognize.
Okay, I remember.
No, that would be a good one. Okay.
And she good. She's real talented.
Yeah, she's talented. Okay. Do you want to pick a question, Matt? Let's do one more.
Yeah.
What pay?
Let's go with we already done 69. I feel like we've already done 69.
We always do 69. Okay. We always do 69 in the book.
I know she said it. Let's pick out podcast.
96. Okay, tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Okay. What? You want a different question?
Yes. Yeah,
I know you do. This is not the good book. Do you want to do the good book?
The Bible?
The Second Corinthians.
Okay, you pick a number. It's 300 questions. Just pick one.
212.
Okay. Hopefully it's good. These questions are the worst, but okay.
What do you need to feel the holiday spirit?
All I need is Christmas music for the holiday spirit. Right? I just need what else?
Yeah, you can play Christmas music right now, and I just feel it's Christmas outside.
Man, we should have picked these questions. I thought this was a good one. I feel like we do this every week. This is normally how it goes.
That was a good movie.
You said this is how it goes.
This is how it goes. We'd be like, nah, we don't like that question. We don't like that question. Hypotheticals. Let's do some hypotheticals.
Okay.
Okay. So,
While y'all looking that up, we found the actor's name just for anybody who wanted to know. Melvin Gregg is the dude he was talking about.
I remember, yes.
Is that? You look him up and I'm
looking. Yeah, I remember his name, Melvin Gregg.
You're on a road trip and the only place you can get anything for lunch is the gas station. What do you buy?
It's gonna be chips. It's gonna be water. It's got to be everything that's prepackaged. I'm not getting anything out of that rotator.
The rotator. The only thing that I would get that's like would be like you know those. They like those cheeseburgers. They're always wrapped in the foil. Then they're always in the heaters.
Yeah.
Those ain't too bad.
Those are fine.
Those ain't too bad.
They're pretty much like trash.
On the scale of cheeseburgers,
what school they serve to you at school.
At school, yeah. No,
me, I would have to go with a family size bag of Funyuns.
Yeah, that's what the thing.
And French onion sun chips. Mm-hmm. And then throw me maybe a Sprite, even though
your breath is gonna be on fire, bro.
Onion
sun chips. No matter, we driving.
Onion sun chips.
Oh yeah, you driving.
Oh, you got to get some.
I have never had French.
You never had French onion sun chips.
Green bag.
I have never.
Because I always get the harvest cheddar one.
Yeah, I always get the harvest cheddar. Too,
it's gonna change your life.
We get the variety pack. So we get the variety pack for the house and them green ones be killing
it. I'm gonna have to get some of that. I would probably get, I feel like most, well, a lot of gas stations have the pretzels. And I would just get me a pretzel.
That's a smart way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would get Twizzlers.
Yeah. Jump. Not that a pretzel is much better.
More Twizzlers.
Yeah, but I mean, you at a gas station, so you ain't got many options.
Yeah, right. You just grab what you can. You know what I'm saying? Maybe some Flamin' Hot Cheetos on the side. Yeah.
Mm, come on.
Packages of those grandma cookies.
Oh, don't let the gas station have a peach Faygo. I don't even drink pop, but I'm going to grab it.
You'll have two sips and be like, you want this? Yeah. Like, come on. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, okay. So we want to talk about, so I asked the people on Instagram, what did y'all want to hear us talk about? Because y'all know, babe and I, we go back and forth about trying to come up with topics for these podcasts. So shout out to everybody who gave us some tips and some suggestions on what to talk about. And surprisingly, we had a lot of people who wanted to know how you navigate friendships when you're married. Like, is it okay for your spouse to have friends of the opposite sex, of the same sex? Like, let's talk about it. How do you guys navigate friendships in, you know, in a marriage? So first question, is it okay for you guys to have opposite sex friendships?
Do you want to start?
Yeah, I can start. Why you? She's trying to walk me into a trap.
She said, "Why?"
I'm trying to walk you into nothing.
You want to start? She gave me the hand closed.
You better get it right. Right.
No, I think it is. Like, we both have friends of the opposite sex, but that was pre-marriage. Like, these are people that we've known for years. Mm-hmm. That almost feel like family, like high school friends, people we met in college, even maybe even friends that we met even after we started dating, like. It has been people that's been there for a really long time.
Yeah.
As far as, and that's not a problem. You know, like we both, like she had really close guy friends and still does. I have really close girlfriends and still do. And we're all, and they know we're a package deal. It's like, who you talking to? I'm talking to so-and-so. Oh, tell them I said, what's up? How's their aunt so-and-so, you know, whoever. However, new friends coming in, that's a complete, like, I can't see myself talking about, oh, you know, this is Lisa. You know, she's in the cars. That's who I'm going to hang out with. Like, I don't even know how you... You know, we've had new friends that came up because of business reasons.
Yeah.
Like, people that you work with, like, enough. There's, like, they become a friend. It's like, yeah, of course. There's nothing wrong with that. But, like, new people just randomly, like, I have no reason to have, like, a new... Like, me, like Chad, I don't like people like that. So why I can't see going out just having... popping up with all these new friends... Male or female, but let alone, I mean,
exactly.
You know,
yeah.
Like,
you don't need,
we ain't doing it. It's not happening over here. There are no new female friends that Marcus is gathering or getting. Me either. Please believe. Well, I don't would. Have time. I have no time.
As long as he's putting something on these bills.
Boy, please.
Then he's a rent?
Yeah. Come on, dude. Yeah.
But you know, that was something we decided very early on in our relationship. It's not that either one of us are the jealous type, because a lot of people are like, oh, is it you got a jealous mindset? And it's no, I just don't want to give room to the devil.
No.
And you know, I don't know everybody's intention, and there could be people who have been in our lives whose intention could change, but I'm not about to allow any space for the devil to work in a way in our marriage that's not necessary. And we have good, solid friends that I think the only new friends that we are really allowing in our lives, period, are mostly married people that are trying to build their marriages, like people that are like-minded in that way, because it's just, I don't want the stress. I just don't want it.
Yeah, the only exception to that is like, if she has a girl, somebody that she meets that she's really cool with, and then we become friends, that's completely different.
I have a new,
because she does have friend. Like female friends that I've gotten really close with, but it's not like I went out and met them or whatever. This is like, oh,
right. That's different.
You know, they're around enough to where we become like family. But and same with her. It's like, I got guy friends. It's like, oh yeah, like they're cool now. I trust them around Angel. There's no second thought of anything. But as far as each us going out and just discovering,
girl, that eye roll though, you was like,
she came on talking about, yeah, this is Jesse. I'm like, who?
Yeah, no, Jesse.
So Jesse can kick rocks, first of all, then we're gonna finish this conversation.
Okay, we are literally like the same thing, because I so like Chad and I, like when we came into this, Chad didn't really have no friends. So it was like, you had a couple, but you didn't have a whole lot of them. So it was if I ain't heard her name before, I don't care where you know this woman from. No, he not doing it, okay? I mean, it's just not, like, what's the point? I've been trying to figure out, like, what's the point?
Yeah, exactly. That's my thing. It's like, what's the point? Like, you know, for me, it's like, so, like, obviously, like, her best friend, Kelly, is, like, my sister now.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. But it was her best friend, you know? So, like, so I've known Kelly now for, you know, I mean, 10 years now, too. So, it's like, you know, like, that's my homie. That's my sister, you know? Like, so we, you know, but, I mean, that's, you know, that's, like, family. But, like, yeah, just, I mean... Yeah, I'm the same way with you, Marcus, as you are, Marcus. Yeah. Like, you know, me meeting friends anyways at my, you know, my young age of 28, it's just not, you know, it's not something that just making friends as you get older is just not.
Yeah. It's difficult.
Yeah.
It's
difficult because here's my thing. Yeah, like you said, like, look, we're on a level of, you know, we're coming up on 9 years of marriage. We got two kids. We got a business together. We're trying to grow and you know, like, and pursue dreams and, you know, and reach new heights, but together. So why do I want to bring in somebody that's not on that same level? Like, if you're not, like, if you got a marriage that's trash, like, I would be there to, you know, maybe offer you advice and support, but, like, we can't have, like, a deep relationship because if I know that, I can't even be friends with you. I've literally... Yeah. Call somebody out because they flirted with somebody, and I was like, "Oh, we ain't doing that," and I left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, because I'm just not about that. Yeah. Like, you know, you cannot disrespect your significant other in front of me and think I'm not going to say something to you.
Yeah, right. So,
you know,
it's just friends in general is difficult, but
Ms. Murphy. So what about? Okay, so I heard you guys talking about, you know, if you had a friendship before we got married, that's your homie, they're my homie too. But what do you feel about them going? So say Angel and her homeboy from back in the day, are you okay if she spends time with that friend without you? Like, how is like that?
She's like, we both had friends that flew into town. And it's just like, oh, well, so-and-so's in town and we're gonna go meet him. Like, I'm perfectly fine with that. Even when...
when we go, especially like when we go back home, here's the thing. Marcus don't like a whole bunch of people. Let's just point blank in a period.
You make me seem like it's like,
said it first.
I am.
I'm right there with you.
I don't try to force him to have to hang out with my friends when I know that's not what he wants to do.
Yeah.
And I literally only have actually two male friends who are both married, both in committed relationships. Mm-hmm. So like, when I get to see them, it's very rare. And usually like we stay at Marcus's mom's house when we go back home, they'll come to his mother's house to see me. So
but it wouldn't even have to be that. It could be like, oh, I'm going to Louisville, which is like 45 minutes away. They, you know, him and his family's there, so I'm just gonna go kick it with him. I'm like, all right, tell him I said what's up. You know, it's like, not even a second thought because of that trust. But even when we go home, it's like, it's funny that this is the subject because, like, she has her group of friends that she hangs around and she goes, sees, and family, and then I have my group.
Yeah.
But in our groups, especially my group, is people that we all went to high school together, so we all kick it. And then mostly everybody's married and everything. So that actually came up one year. One of my really close friends, his wife was like, why ain't Angel here? She ain't never ran. And I was like, because she don't like you. But
I would have said the same thing.
But I was like, I broke it down. I was like, no, really, she's not around because we are home and she's with her friends right now.
Yeah.
And I'm over here with my friends. I was like, and that's, yeah, it's Danielle. But I was like, but she don't like you. Now I'm just
like, I would have done the same thing.
Hey. No, I was close, but. But no, it was a topic because she's married to one of my closest friends, and she's really cool with Angel. But she was sitting there like, "But hold up, you around all these girls and all these yo dudes? Where's Angel? She ain't kicking it with us." And I'm like, "And I want to be like, Angel wouldn't want to kick it with us anyway. Like, I mean, she would kick it with them or select few, but she don't want to be around my group of friends the same as I don't.
And she don't want to be
my friends as an option. I don't want to be around hers.
Right.
Nah, I'm good.
Okay, I can get that. So we had another question that was kind of similar to this. So what about single friends? As a married person, is it okay for you to be hanging out or your significant other spouse to be hanging out with somebody that's single? Does that change things?
It depends. Are they like,
yeah.
Are you talking about same sex, but single?
I think, yeah, either sex, same sex or opposite sex. Opposite sex, they had to have been there before. That's different. But yeah. Like even same sex, like if Marcus only had homeboys that was single, how would you feel about that?
Well, you know what? At the beginning of our marriage, a lot of the friends that he was making out here, they seem to be single, yeah. Because people out here, they wait until they good.
Yeah, everybody's in their 60s before they get married.
By the time you're right. It's something different about that LA lifestyle.
It is. Yeah. It's, yeah. So it literally took me joining like a mom group to find other married women, and then him becoming friends with some of their spouses, because to be honest, there was a lot of
everybody stuff. We were meeting were single, like we were the only married
like couple. On both ends.
Oh, okay.
Like yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Like we got married so far ahead of everybody, while we were the last for the like some of the last
in
to
Kentucky.
Get married.
Like in where Kentucky. We from? Like y'all ain't married yet. Like
yeah. we getting there. Give us a chance, but out here. We were some of the first, so most of our friends were single, but as we've been in our marriage longer, like becoming friends with someone single, our priorities are just so
different, right?
Yeah.
Like we need people that understand, like, no, we got kids, so we can't just hop up and jump to a concert. Yeah. And like we need to put that on the calendar.
Yeah,
and now we're call me up last minute. It ain't gonna work like
so
that.
So we actually have a friend like that.
Yeah.
So her guy best friend that she's known for years. Actually, it was funny because I actually used to play basketball with him all the time in high school.
Oh,
so
wow.
Him and I were good friends.
Yeah, back in the day.
But that's
yeah.
like her guy best friend. They you know been friends for you know like for you know since back in the day as well. But him and I had a basketball. Friendship.
Yeah.
And so now we're all, but now we're all cool. You know, like he was in the wedding and everything, like, but he is single. And so he will literally be like, yo, Chad, hey, I'm out in Hawaii, man. Can you, you want to come out next week and hang out for a week?
No.
I'm like,
you might want to go to Hawaii without me.
I'm like, no.
Yeah. And that's the difference when you at this age and you have people that are still single. It's like, no, I'm not planning a trip with you to South America. Like, what?
No.
Did you ask me that?
We want to take a fellas trip to South America. Like, to Brazil? I would have did that when I was single. I ain't going to do that now. Like,
right.
It's just like, but it's like, but every time I have to tell him, like.
Yeah. It's like he don't get it.
Or he'll ask us to come on a trip last minute. We're like, bro, we have two children.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
we just can't up and hop on a flight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's, I'm the same way as well. Like, we got to have something to talk about. And if we're going to be friends, now being business associates is different. We can talk business and that's cool. If you're single, that's fine because we're talking business.
Yeah.
But if we're developing a friendship, like we have to be able to talk about like real life, and real life involves a marriage and children.
Yeah. And like-minded, you got to be able to talk with people with like-minded. Like you said, you're building. It only helps when you're building we're building, if you're vibing with people on that same level, when it's friendship, it's just like, oh, you're doing that? Well, what's your thoughts on that? This is what I thought about doing. You know, it's like trading those ideas, vibing on that same level. If you're just, even if you're my friend and that's all you're talking about is partying all the time, it's like married or single. It's like, I ain't got nothing for you. Like,
we have nothing in common here. Yeah.
And I think it goes even the same too, is that I've met a few people like, here's my thing. I'm not, you know, this perfectly connected person to God, but I know that God is important in my life and my family's life. So if you don't, like, if you're an atheist out in these streets and you don't believe that there's a God, you don't ever care to even know anything. Like, I'm not sure that we can fully ever build a relationship because I need somebody that I can pray with, that I can, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the type of relationship at 38 that I want to be able to, you know, 28, I said, 28, to like build, you know, like build a relationship, build a friendship with, man. Yeah. And that's the hardest. That is even harder is when you have all these, here's what I need from a friend. I don't need to party. I don't need to do all this. I need a connection, you know, like, somebody yeah. that I can, you know, pour into, and they can also pour into me. Like that's, but mm-hmm. that's a whole other level.
We literally talked about this a couple of podcasts ago about us. We needed some new friends because a lot of our friends' marriages have began to like disintegrate. And while obviously we have empathy for them and everything,
but everybody's so much older. Right. Everybody we hang
with, they're older or their marriages are like falling apart. We were like, we need some yeah, couple friends. We're by
I feel like finding couple friends is the hardest thing.
But yeah. We are like, we over here checking out this one couple at church. Like,
I'm checking them out.
They seem like they're real cool.
She seemed real nice. She be laughing.
Yo, he spoke to me in the parking lot the other day. Like, he's over here looking desperate and thirsty. It's like, so what y'all doing this weekend? Are y'all gonna be sitting at the house?
Can we come over?
Like, that's hilarious.
It is legit the hardest thing. Like, I don't know what it is, but we talk about that all the time. Like, man, can we get some couple friends with like good thriving relationships? Like,
yeah, that's the hardest part.
You know,
too.
Like to be around people that are on the same path. It's hard to come by.
It is.
We sat there and we counted out. We was like, what happened to everybody around?
At one point in time, we felt like we had a lot of couple. It felt like there was a crew of us.
Yeah. Like and then a large crew.
And then
that's like they had a meeting when didn't include us. It's like, let's punk them and just all split up.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. We were like, dear God, what is happening? Yeah. And so it is hard regardless. Like it's hard making friends regardless at this age. And to even the thought of Marcus coming home talking about he got a new friend named Sherry, like
you said you weren't gonna bring it up.
Let that go. Okay.
it's just not even an option. And the same with me, like while yes, we would love to have friendships more like some more deeper level friendships where like the things that we're going through currently are common ground and people that just have an understanding. The same thing that you said, Chad, that have like a spiritual connection to God mm-hmm. that kind of mirrors where we're at, where like, you know, when we're trying to figure things out, that's who we go to first is God, not, you know, wherever else. So people also reflect that. It's that alone is hard, so I would just never want to murky all that by actually trying to make friends with someone of the opposite sex, because I really don't know what they'd be able to offer me that my husband doesn't offer me
exactly. That's the biggest thing. It's kind of like, what do I really need you in my life for? Like, what value could you possibly add?
Exactly.
That I could get that I couldn't get from my husband.
Exactly.
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing. I remember we were at somebody's party, and this is early on. He hadn't lived out here for too long.
Yeah.
And a chick was like, Marcus. And I was like, yeah, exactly. Like, my face. I'm like. And she was like, oh, I work at the gym that you all work out at. And I was still like,
okay, but you don't see me?
She was telling me that I didn't work out pretty much.
No, but it was like the time, not that I'm defending the sit. It didn't happen. She recognized me because of the time that I go to the gym. That's when she works. It's like later in the evening. And at the time, I was working out daily
at that gym. But I don't surely was game. Like, don't I listen. I surely was like, she was like, "How you doing?" I was like, "How right is here. She?" I was surely like, "How is he doing?"
We doing good.
Oh, we good. Yeah, us Marcuses are good.
Exactly. So yeah, nah. We ain't
gonna get me. That's
not okay. You don't get to be more excited to see my husband than you are to see me. That's a whole nother conversation. Like, you know what? It's so funny. Funny story. Chad and I, we had like one of our first arguments. Yeah. We've only had like five. But on our honeymoon, mm-hmm. a chick that worked at the resort.
In Jamaica.
In Jamaica. Honey, she was so flirtatious. I was like, we would come to like the little couples. You know, they have resorts, they always have events at the end of the night for stuff. And like, we would come and she would be like, hey, Chad. But I would legit be standing right next to her.
I was, but I wouldn't.
And I was like, oh no, you just gonna let her keep talking to you like this? You just gonna let her keep flirting and saying hello without correcting her?
But like, I wasn't like, for me, I wasn't even like,
he wasn't paying no attention to her. But I was like, I know you saw how she came up and was excited to see you. Like, I know you seen it because she did it yesterday.
But there, like, but there was no like hug. Like, there was no like.
But she was just extra. So I would be like, hey, how you doing?
You know what? Angel's done that to me with hostesses at restaurants. Like, why she smiling all up in your face? Like,
that's her job.
Nope. Why are we at the restaurant and the waitress is only looking at you? I gotta place my order too. Like,
why is this me and Chad's problem?
Listen, that's what she made it your problem. That's what
exactly.
She made it your problem.
Literally, all I'm doing is just being there with the most beautiful woman in the world to me
that's ever been created.
And I ain't doing nothing else. Why are you doing nothing wrong? Just because, here's my thing. Just because that person has eyes doesn't mean that mine are wondering because they not.
No, I mean, I know they not. You know better. Yeah. But
it was, I mean, ours are just eyes, though.
They wander. Is that what you're trying to say?
Like, did you see her body? I'm like, nah, whose body?
No, if somebody is shaking, I surely will. But yeah, no, I get that. That being too chatty and too happy to see my man. Honey, you better come check so, with me. So you don't have a problem.
So on our honeymoon, the tour guide, this dude knew like 8 different languages.
Oh.
And we went on the rum tour.
Uh-huh.
And he got real good and tipsy. He couldn't keep his hands off Angel.
He couldn't keep his hands off of him.
Kid, dude, the one when that was
on our honeymoon in the Dominican.
We've only had
Republic.
One honeymoon.
I just want to make sure.
How many honeymoons you done had? Are we discovering something new right now?
I just want to make sure it was the right honeymoon.
So he was trying to learn. He was trying to learn his 9th language, the Angel language.
Yeah, yeah. He was like, I love you guys are like family. He's like hugging and touching. I'm just looking like,
where are my hugs at?
Rubbing me. If I was sober, it'd be a problem. I don't even really care right now. I'm having a good time. But I'm sitting there watching him hug her like, what is this dude doing?
Listen, I just didn't want to be locked up abroad. That's all. Yeah.
Okay, you definitely don't want them problems.
No, that's funny.
But I could have been like, oh. So you over here, let the dude
You like that he speaks languages. Yeah,
just snatching it down.
You like his languages.
I can't stand y'all.
A whole mess.
Oh, that's hilarious. That was good. I got some other questions, and I feel like we're kind of getting through these questions. Yes. But before we get into the next question, we're going to take it some time to shout out our sponsor today's episode.
Got the handy dandy phone for the read. So we have actually talked to you guys about Thrive Market before, but we want to remind you. Thrive Market is a great place to get high quality organic and non-GMO groceries delivered to your door for a lot less than you're paying now and help out families in need at the same time. So that's pretty cool. Make sure you check out Thrive Market. You can see what they're all about and kind of see what a paid membership does and what it provides. Paid membership actually provides for someone in need. So like a low income family, teacher, veteran, or first responder. So it's really cool by going and checking out this, getting a membership, you can actually help someone that is in need. They tailor to over 70 different diets and values that you may have, like paleo, keto, or even plant-based, delivering the highest quality and organic and non-GMO food right to your door, as I mentioned before. They also offer clean beauty and bath products, pet staples, and non-toxic cleaning products, plus ethical meat, sustainable seafood, clean wine, and more. So there's a ton of things that you can get. And as a member, you can save 25 to 50% off traditional retail prices, and their carbon neutral shipping is free on orders over $49. So not only do you feel great about getting a deal, but you also get favorite clean organic products, and you're helping people, as I mentioned before. And right now, Thrive Market is matching donations to their COVID-19 relief fund dollar for dollar. So that's pretty awesome as well. So they're working 24/7 to make sure your members are getting their groceries delivered as fast as possible. You can learn more about their commitments to customers and membership matching on their website. So for you guys, you can try Thrive Market and become a member risk-free. Go to thrivemarket.com/LMO. Join today and you'll get up to $20 in shopping credit toward your first order. That's Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, market.com/LMO to start your risk-free membership and get up to $20 toward your first order. ThriveMarket.com/LMO. So check them out.
Make sure y'all check them out.
Yes.
Okay. So I was looking through the questions that are the topics that the Instagram peeps sent us. And we had one that had a couple of people asking about it. So since you guys are another married couple, we want to know, like, what is your stance on finances? If you don't mind talking about it, do you feel like it's okay to have separate accounts? Should you only have a joint account? Should there be like, should you ask to use the money in these accounts? Like, if you only have a joint account, do you ask? So like, let's talk a little bit about that. We could shift gears a little bit and talk about finances.
You know, we me and Marcus grew up very different. Marcus comes from a mom and dad that were married his entire life until his father passed away. I was raised by a single mother. So what's so crazy, so what's so crazy is our perspectives are different because of how our parents were. My mother, when she was married, because my mother has been married before, but she just wasn't really, she wasn't with my father. She's very much so, you know, supposed to have one account. You all discuss everything that goes in and out of the account. Very
extreme, like the traditional.
Yeah, very much so, like what is mostly taught, I feel like, out of the church. Yeah. Now, Marcus's mom and dad had two separate accounts. Mm-hmm. They both paid into the bills equally, and that's how they did all of their life.
That's not that they ever even talked about it, but that's how I was raised. It was like, mama has an account, daddy has an account. They have, they pour into the bills together, and it is what it is.
So we ended up using that method, even though we actually use a combination of those methods.
Okay.
Because I couldn't discount, even though that's like, oh, that's what I see my sisters doing with their spouses and what my mom did in her marriage. I couldn't discount that his parents has a very successful marriage and they are not over here fussing about money. So I was like, you know what? I'm cool with that. We can have our separate accounts and then we have our joint account that we pay our bills out of. And what's crazy is we don't have arguments over money. So that's never been a thing that's been a stinging point for us. But I will say, as we have been trying to like listen to Dave Ramsey and implement some things, it is harder to implement those things because things are separate. Because we aren't used to, like, other than like really big purchases, for real, we're not used to like consulting with each other.
You get what you want, you get what you want, and it's
unless it's something big.
It's not like one of us is reckless or anything. It's just like, you get what you want. If, you know, we watch the joint account to make sure it's enough there, because that's, like I said, that's what, like she was saying, where the bills come from.
Yeah.
That looks okay. But yeah, we've never had, it's not like one had to police the other, or we were bad enough where it's like, all right, we got to come together and figure this thing out.
Yeah.
But yeah, trying to do this Dave Ramsey thing, it's
difficult.
We have watched all them steps, and I think we done did half of a baby step.
We did half of one.
Baby. Honey, we watched it. We did. What is it? Total Money Makeover. Then we did Financial Peace University.
But we're on our last debt of the snowball.
Yeah, we're on the snowball. Nice. We kind of took Dave Ramsey and
got to take it with a grain of salt.
Our own into it.
Yeah.
No, I was just gonna say it's interesting because we have always like we believe, like, let's bring all the money in, let's put it all in the same pot. It is what it is, like, it's all ours. But it's interesting to talk to people that have the separate, because I'm always curious as to, like, well, how do you determine how much goes in the joint account for bills? Is it a percentage? Is it equal amount? Like, how did you guys determine how much goes in the joint account?
Well, I am over, God bless you, I'm over the paying of bills, so I just tell him how much I want. It's not even a thing of, like, percentage. Oh, okay. Like, I need you to move this much over there. There's no why. How nah. come? It's like, you know, I'm not out here buying red bottoms.
No, she definitely, like, relieves that part, like, that stress for me of, you know what, I'm organizing all this. This is what I need. I'm like, all right, there you go. To where the, like, other purchases is, like, things that I'm in control of. It's like, I'll do this, and this, you don't have to worry about this part.
Yeah. Especially because, you know, Marcus has the traditional 9-to-5, so we know exactly what's coming in all the time. I have this career that is all over the place. Yeah. I'm talking about, we go from feast to famine within a matter of a month, where like, it was pouring rain money, and then all of a sudden I'm like, okay, so I'm trying to get a brand deal on Instagram stories or something.
So that's how it is. Yeah.
So that's one reason why it's not so much a percentage, because things aren't consistent enough on my end to be like, yo, every month I know I can pull this much in. It's like, if I'm in a, but like, it's, I never feel, this is the one thing I'll say, I never feel broke if he got money. Like, it's not a thing of like,
even though it's my account. He's not gonna let you suffer over here.
Right.
Just because.
That's a different.
Yeah.
Some couples that's like, no, that's my money. You ain't got it. This is my money.
It just so happens to have my name on the account, but our money is our money.
Right.
It's not a thing of where, if, okay, I'm down to, I only got a grand in my account, so I can't do nothing, then it's, okay, well, then you paying for whatever we doing right now. Like, it's not you know. So that, I think, also helps, because I don't want to ever use my money as a weapon against him, or vice versa.
Well, that's what happens when marriages, like, you know, I think the number one killer of marriages is
finances,
and then obviously, you know, infidelity, but, like, you know, finances, that's what happens. The weapon becomes, well, if you were doing this, or if you were working this job, or if you would, you know, like, it becomes this, or if you were bringing in more, or it becomes,
if you weren't spending so much,
or always shopping, like, there's this thing that goes back and forth, and it becomes this blame game, know, so it sounds like you guys have, for one, it sounds like you have good communication.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a foundation of who runs the bill paying, you know, so that way Marcus, you always know the angel, she's going to make sure the bills are paid. Yeah. You just have to make sure that you move what she needs to help to make sure you're taken care of, you know, so I think that that's,
expectations are clear.
Expectations are clear. The roles are defined, and the communication is good.
Yeah. So I feel like it can work either way, as long as you guys are on the same page about it.
As we were sitting here talking about this, it's like, it's weird, because, like, she pays the bills and I pay the payments.
Yeah, like so, like, for the truck.
Like, I just now thought about that. It's like,
he handles the trucks. Like, I don't even know who the truck loans are for, through, to be honest. But, like, and it was weird, because like I said, my sisters, they do their stuff completely different. So at first when we first got married, I was like, I mean, are we doing this right? But I couldn't discount the 30 some odd years that his parents have been together.
46.
I'm talking about when we first got together. It was 30 some odd.
Wow. 46, though. That's
amazing.
That's amazing.
Right. But, like, where they were making things work, they owned houses, paid off. They didn't have a lot of debt. So I was like, I can't sit here and be like, oh, this is the only way. We've got to do it the way my family does it.
Well, what's crazy is, like, we've never even, like, even starting off, we rarely even had a discussion about it. It was just like, of course, we came in with two separate accounts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just like, we just kind of went into this role this way, and it's not like, okay, so this is what's going to happen. We set up accounts at a bank. It was just like, all right, we'll have a joint account. You have your account, I have my account, and then, you know, we can branch from there. And then from there, like, Angel has her business accounts or whatever, and I have mine. And it's, yeah.
But the biggest part is, I do think we just have very clear intentions about our money, and we just don't weaponize our money. He's not out here just trying to spend money willy-nilly. Yeah. And I also have to be very clear with him of, like, the bills that are coming down, mm-hmm. so that he doesn't make the mistake and make a purchase that he mm-hmm. shouldn't be That's making. Smart. Yeah. I'm like, sir, these property taxes out here are not a game.
I'm like, but the Mustang need a supercharger. Like, no. Come on, man.
Yeah, I'm like, nah. Roof over your head. We got to get that.
Exactly. And so that has, I feel like, because you could have a joint account and everything being the same thing. But if the communication is wrong, you're still going to build mm-hmm. resentment either way.
Yeah, you're still gonna argue about
it. Because you still got access to the money. You can still do what you want with it, exactly. whether it's separate or together.
And I think we went the other route of, you know, everything went joint. Mm-hmm. And so what we... And then the way we do it is kind of, so we do the, you know, we don't, like I said, Dave Ramsey, you guys talked about that. Dave Ramsey-ish. Uh-huh. So the way we adapted that to what we were comfortable with. Yeah. Because let's be honest, like, again, one size, you know, one size doesn't fit each marriage each debt payoff, you know, like,
It's different for everybody.
Everybody has to do what they're comfortable with. Yeah. And so that's why his principles are cool, but at the same time, that's what worked for you. Mm-hmm. Like, it might not work for everybody else. No, everybody else is not you. And so the way we do it because we've always felt like we can pay off bills. We can make sure we're reaching our goals, you know, and get these debt paid off. But travel, live comfortably. Yeah. Still have fun.
I'm not interested in being on beans and rice.
We don't have to be on beans and rice.
I'm not okay with that.
Right. Exactly. You know,
because God has allowed us to not be on beans and rice, right?
Right. Exactly.
So it's like, let's still have fun. Live our life. You live once. Mm-hmm. Like, live your life. Have a good time. But have a strategy that you develop together. Yeah. We talked about, we said, okay, my car was first. And then the Jeep. And then the student loan. So we had paid off my car, the Jeep. We have the student loan money sitting in the account waiting for COVID to go away.
I know.
Then we'll pay it.
Before we this big old lump sum, let's just hold on to it.
Yeah. You should always just be like, oh, you can wait.
And then we'll exactly. And then hers is the last debt we have outside of the house.
Yeah.
That's so amazing. You know, and this is not our forever home, we don't think so. We probably won't be paying it off like that.
We never know.
That big old home ain't y'all forever. Come on, y'all just gonna live in a castle?
Shut up. No, first of all, like, I don't really even need no more space. Like, literally,
it's space.
It's about, because
y'all's space is huge.
If we move out of state, obviously have to get a different place. Yeah. But if we just staying in Indy, I don't need another place. Like,
we're getting the cabins painted next, like, 2 weeks from now.
We're doing all the home renovations. The fence. Like, this is where we're going to be unless we move out of state.
Yeah. Mr. Ramsey would say not to do any of that stuff.
Yeah,
We have to love, we live here. Like, we want to be comfortable in our space, and we want to love our space. We want to be able to sit in our space and be able to enjoy it to the best way possible. Mm-hmm. And so, it's one of those things where, you know, plus it's a work area. You think about, you know, you guys, you know, when we're shooting brand deals in the kitchen,
this my set. Right?
Like, the kitchen is our set.
Yeah.
We made more money off of than we're paying for the paint job. We made off of one placement 2 weeks ago. Yeah, so it's like, we're paying for it and we're working for it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why not, kind of deviate the way we need to where we're comfortable. Right. And we're still reaching the goals, but we're deciding on that together.
Right.
You know, just like you guys talked about it. It's not like
Dave Ramsey, he would put you in a spot of you're almost suffering for a period of time.
You are. And like, when you think about it, like $1,000 for an emergency fund, I don't feel like that's enough. Like,
Especially not in California. Especially not in California.
Yeah. No. $1,000 by the time you fill up all the vehicles, that's almost $1,000 right there. It's like,
yeah, I honestly don't think Dave Ramsey works in California. You have to live in a place where the cost of living is a lot less than here.
Yes.
It's just not really, even if we got into the smallest place that all six of us, because there are six of us, could fit in, we would still be paying what more than what most people pay in mortgage in the Midwest. So, that's it's true. Something, I mean, I, this is the only thing I will say that it does, and I said it before, but I'll say it again. With us having separate accounts, it does make it harder for us to truly get on the game plan of the debt-free journey, because it does have to, like, there's extra stuff now. Like, bills, that's a given. But when you're like, okay, now what are we doing with the extra? Because the surplus is now sitting in our separate accounts.
Right.
Exactly.
The stuff that's used for bills is in our joint accounts. So trying to figure out where the surplus goes, that's the part that I would say us having joint accounts has made it more difficult. Not that it's impossible. We just have to actually implement. So that's the one thing I would advise anybody who does do it our way. You have to put in more effort. Because it's easier when it's all, you can see all the money in one spot.
Right, right.
You can be like, okay, well, let's just take this. Let's take 500, the extra 500 and put it over here, where I'm just like, when it's over there and over here, I'm like, so could we combine this? What should we do? Yeah. So that's the only caveat I'll say that makes it a little more difficult.
I was about to say, do y'all have, and I don't know, y'all couldn't have this, but is there like a joint savings account? Where y'all can just you know what I'm saying? Like, stick the access however much, like, every month, we gonna save this much. So, like,
should.
Okay. I'm gonna drop a gem. You made me think of something.
Yeah.
And anybody else, so hopefully this is something you guys can think about, and maybe anybody that's listening or watching, if you're in the same type of money situation, that you handle your money the same way that Marcus and Angel do. We've talked about it many times, hashtag not sponsored, but Capital.
Oh, gosh, yes.
What you guys could do to in order to start making money go to a joint account is create a Capital account, set up rules for both of your accounts that when you spend money, it rounds up to the nearest dollar or the nearest $5, and it puts that money over there. So now your money, you're setting these rules up to where it's continually sends money, or maybe 10%. So you get paid, 10% is going to go in that account. And now it's just going to do it without you even thinking about it. And so you can then say, you know what, we want to have this much money saved up by, 3 months from now, so we can pay this bill off. And then you can figure out what that percentage would be and let Capital do it for you. You don't have to stress it. You don't have to think about it. Yeah, and your surplus is going into those accounts without you even needing to
think about it. Yeah. I remember this was, I think y'all have done a brand deal with Capital a long, long time.
We love Capital.
Years ago. That's when we first started using it.
We were talking about that. Yeah.
Because I was like, I remember DMing you and like, but no, like, are they good for real though? Or is this
our tax money? We every time we get paid, 30% gets ripped out and put in there, and we don't even touch it.
We don't even touch it.
And then we pay our taxes quarterly and we just, like,
that's the best thing that happened to us, because we was like them people who was getting the humongous bill from the IRS. Like, we needed to pay them taxes quarterly.
Now we pay it quarterly, and we can refund that.
Yeah, so it's like, hey, just.
Yeah.
So that's a good idea. That's actually, so anybody that's listening.
Thank you.
Check out Capital. But, it was a lot.
Like, literally, we that's how we save up our money for,
And we went to Europe.
And I'll give you I'll give you an example of why Capital is so powerful. We saved up we do 30% each time money comes in. And then we pay our taxes quarterly. Last year, we basically doubled the amount of taxes we needed to pay. And so that double money that's sitting there is now gonna pay off my student loan.
Yeah. So we had So it was like,
so because you don't miss it because it's over there in this account. You don't even think about it. And all of a sudden, before you know it, you've got
the money.
You got, five figures in there. You're like, oh, shit.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's smart.
The way I do a lot of my payments is that I have them automatically debit from my accounts.
Mm-hmm.
But I always overpay each month. So the accounts that they're going to is just building up slowly, and I don't think about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's not like a 30% or anything, but it is a little bit spread across each account. I'll let you go check.
Yeah, like that's the
best. He's like, let me check. Because I purposely don't check them just to, so like, now just like maybe, I try to only check them maybe once a year.
Just so you don't even think about it, right? I don't even need to know what's in there. That's how it works. So hopefully that was helpful for you guys. So before we let y'all go, we want to do an Ask Gabe and Babe, because we let our peeps ask us about their situations, dilemmas, whatever it is. And I think it would be great to get another perspective. So I'm going to read this one and you guys can chime in with your suggestions. Okay.
Okay.
So this is from Penny. Hey girl, shout out to you.
Love Penny.
So she says, hey Gabe and Babe, I absolutely love y'all. Hey, thank you. And I have a question. So I reconnected with an old friend from high school. We tried our hand at dating, but it did not work out. I do consider him a great friend, so I allowed him to move in with me once he fell hard on hard times. He has been living with me now for 3 years, and I have fallen in love. He does help with the bills, and we sleep in the same bed. We do almost everything together, okay. And he tells me that he has love for me. He has 2 children, which he very frequently visits at their mom's home, and he has never brought the children to our home. The mother is always around, and his family loves her. He compares everything I do to his children's mother, not always in a bad way, but he mentions her a bit too much. He said he is not interested in her, but I believe that he still may be in love. I say all of this to ask, do you think I should continue to pursue said guy, or do you think he is more involved with the mother than he can admit? He knows exactly how I feel, and it's been 5 years now of us reconnecting. Am I wasting my time?
Penny, you already in a relationship, Penny, and he's seems to be halfway interested in his baby's mama.
Yeah. It's not even that. He's not interested in her. There's the
no. They
right, live, but are they in a relationship though?
They like, in a relationship. Yeah, they sleep in the same bed. Just because
they play in house, but they ain't in a relationship.
They in a relationship. It's not a healthy one.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. I wouldn't even care about his outlook on the baby mom. It's his outlook on her.
Right.
Be sleeping in the same bed with somebody for 3 years, living with them. The kids, his children, don't ever come over to the house that you all have made for each other. That says a volume.
Another few years in most states, you're already considered legally married.
Exactly. You're like, yeah, exactly.
Like he don't seem to. It doesn't look like he sees her as relationship material. So that, regardless of how he thinks about the baby mom, I would be like, sis, you gotta move on.
Get up out of that situation, honey.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because to me it's a couple red flags. Like, so it was interesting for you to say y'all live together and y'all sleep in the same bed. I mean, you probably getting down, but right. You said we sleeping in the same bed, but then you said he has love for me.
Come on.
He has love for you, or he loves you. Yeah. Because he has love for me sounds like that's something he told you to pacify you. Yeah. Like, oh, you know, I got love for you.
That's
I got love for bourbon, but if I spill some on the ground, I ain't gonna turn around and cry.
I'm not gonna lick the ground.
I was gonna buy me some more.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, no, I think, I think the same thing for me. Like, I think, you know, we talked about this before. Oftentimes women settle too much. Like they think that they can't get better.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's unfortunate that that's the case, you know? But I think that what she's allowing to happen is someone potentially to get a free ride.
Yeah.
You know? And to have it his way, come and go as needed.
Yeah.
And not ever really go deep. That's what it seems like. Because if your kids ain't coming around and you go see your kids all the time, or she said she mentioned that he goes and sees his kids. So why do you?
Why can't they come?
If you're not with your baby mama, why do you have to go to your baby mama's house to see the kids? Why don't you say, I'm gonna go pick up the kids and let's all go do something. Mm-hmm. Or I'm gonna bring him over here. We can hang out, have pizza night, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or you know what? Come over with me to you know, my kid's mom's house. Let's go hang out with the kids, or you know. But to me, it seems like.
I think you're wasting your time.
I think it's unfortunately, it sounds like you might be wasting your time, and that you're setting yourself up for, you know.
I think women.
She deserves better. You deserve a lot better.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
You'll get better.
We get into this. I think as women, sometimes we just feel like we can change people, or if we wait around long enough, they'll eventually come around. Yeah. And it's like, what, I got some of them?
Let me see your teeth.
Oh, thanks, man. Is it lipstick?
Yeah.
Thanks. I think that we just, sometimes you just get caught up thinking that you can change somebody, or let me just wait it out. He gonna get better. He gonna be different. And it's like, sometimes when people show you who they are, that's it.
And
back to like what Chad said of like, why can't they come over, and why doesn't he bring her? It's because it seems like he doesn't care for the kids to develop a bond with her. He doesn't care about her bonding with his kids, because he doesn't see her as important to that part of his family.
Yeah.
And if you've been together that long as grown people, I'm gonna need to be knowing your kids. Your kids got to know me.
Yeah.
It's got to be a lot deeper than I got love for you.
Exactly.
Yeah. No,
exactly. Honey, I got love for you is a friend zone.
Yes.
Like, he has friend zoned you, okay? Yeah. Like,
and let's be honest, even if there is intimacy, there can be you can be friend zoned and have intimacy at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's called friends with benefits.
Exactly.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. But I think, you know, Penny, like, just you is from what you're saying and what you've been willing to allow, it seems like you have a big heart, and that you care for this person regardless. Mm-hmm. You say you fall in love now, but at the same time, but even before you fell in love, you cared for him, and you wanted to make sure that he was good and he was in a good position, and you wanted to help. And that's an awesome trait to have. That's an awesome way to be, but you cannot let yourself be taken advantage of.
Yeah.
And it seems like he might be doing that right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and you just have to evaluate, take the feelings out of it. How are you being treated? Mm-hmm. Are you happy with how you're being treated? And if you're not, which I'm guessing that you're not, because you sent this question.
I feel like, trust your intuition, because something is telling you it ain't right anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And like Chad said, remove the feelings from it. What benefit is he bringing to your life?
Listen, her name might be Penny, but you got to know you're worth $1 million.
Okay.
There you go.
Yes. That's the word right there. Hopefully that helps you, Penny.
Yes.
Let us know what you decide. Keep us posted.
We wish you the best.
We wish you the best. And if anybody is out there listening and you have a situation you want us to cover or give our advice on, please feel free to send it. You can email us at letsmakeoutpodcast@gmail.com. You can tweet it to us at letsmakeoutpod. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube at letsmakeoutpodcast. And we would love to help you out. We are not licensed professionals. We can only give you our advice from our perspective.
Exactly.
So just keep that in mind when you send in your questions.
Absolutely.
So we thank you guys for chiming in and giving us your little 2 cents also. And we really, really, really enjoyed having you guys on the show.
Thank you all for being on the show.
Yes. Why don't you tell the people where they can find you?
I'm not going to cue you up.
Let me start it off.
Okay.
I'm Marcus Tanksley. You can find me and my wife, Angel, on Is This Gonna Cause an Argument, our podcast. You want to blur out where that is?
That is wherever podcasts are found, as well as on our vlogging channel, That Chick Angel TV. You can find me at That Chick Angel across all platforms.
You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Marcus Ain't On The Gram and Marcus Ain't On The Book.
And yeah, that's us.
Yeah, that's right there. Awesome.
Well, this has been awesome. We love you guys, and we appreciate you spending your Saturday evening with us.
Yes,
like, absolutely, man. We love you guys, man. Yes. We wish we could see y'all more, definitely.
I know. We got to
wait too long.
And everybody that is watching or listening, make sure you go check out their podcast.
Yeah.
Because we're actually on theirs as well. So we did a collaboration across all channels.
Yeah.
So make sure you check that out.
Check it out.
And then check out the rest of their podcast while you're at it. And
we'll see you guys next week. So have a good one.
That's right.
Bye.
Have a good one.